Drums, please.
Just past Memorial Day, that means we need to start thinking about concerts, outdoor entertainment, maybe not outdoor, maybe just summertime fun. And for this portion of Air Check, we're going to talk about what musical summertime fun we all have planned. Vicky, let's start with you.
You know, when you think about the concerts coming up in Colorado, you can go to Red Rocks immediately in your mind, and should, because that's an incredible venue to see anything. And there's lots of great bands coming. But mine's going to be a more enclosed, darker kind of experience. And that's because it's Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds playing the Paramount Theater.
You fell from the sky, crash-landed in a field near the River Ader.
There's just something elusive, even though you know the music is going to pierce your very soul.
Interesting.
It's probably good I'm not outside. That's not outside music to me anyway. That's like sit in your seat and really pay attention and be brave enough to emotionally show up for what's about to happen to you. So that's why I picked
Nick Cave, the Paramount. What's the date? That's coming up.
Sunday, June 18th.
Oh, right around the corner.
Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to that experience. I don't think I've had too many experiences like that lately.
With my voice, I am calling you.
It'll be interesting to see how that translates into a live performance and how he, I don't know, how you handle material that's that heavy and that sort of loaded with feeling in a live context where people are paying money to come and, you know, have a good time on some level.
Right.
You're a young girl full of forbidden energy, flickering in the gloom.
So, Jake, what is your concert pick for this concert season?
My choice is September 14th, and it's the artist Thundercat playing at the Ogden Theater up in Denver. Thundercat is based in Los Angeles, I believe, and he's been a collaborator of a lot of folks, notably Flying Lotus, and he's worked with Kendrick Lamar and a lot of people, but has just this incredible, bizarre take on jazz bass, basically, and electronic music.
Nobody move, there's blood on the floor.
I don't know. I'm not quite sure how to characterize Thundercat's music, but I think it would be fascinating to see him perform live because he's just like a bass virtuoso. His real name is Steven Bruner, and he started playing bass at a very young age, but grew up in a really musical household. His father was a drummer in The Temptations.
Wow, that speaks volumes right there.
Yeah, so kind of came from this musical family, you know, steeped in kind of 60s, 70s musicality. Thundercat, the Ogden, Thursday, September 14th.
Somebody tell me how I'm supposed to feel.
Jeff, where are you going to be this summer?
Well, you really can't be a Coloradan and not go to Red Rocks during the summer season.
They take your Subaru away.
That's right. You lose your privileges. I'm going to go to a show that is even further out than your September show. That's the only downside to this. I mean, it's Red Rocks. The artist I've got in mind has been wanting to see these guys forever. Two bands on the ticket, but it's October 5th, and that's dangerous territory, you know?
It's outdoors. Like baseball. It's like baseball anymore in the World Series.
It could be snowing.
Or it could be fabulous.
So the artists that I want to see at Red Rocks are Spoon and The Shins. together on the same ticket.
Oh.
And I think it'd be a great evening. Almost every, without a doubt, almost every artist that I have seen at Red Rocks has mentioned Red Rocks, has mentioned this incredible place they're performing in, and how blessed they are to be in front of a crowd of fans in at Red Rocks. The last show I saw there, Ryan Adams was, I don't know what was going on there. He was talking about the moon. He was talking to the rocks. He was going off, that guy. But it's so fun to watch these artists play Red Rocks, this incredible, it's like the seventh wonder of the musical world, you know?
You're making a good point there, Jeff, because there is something about the reputation of Red Rocks, which has earned its reputation over and over and over again. And anyone that's seen a band there that's especially a favorite, weather be darned, because that's part of the rite of passage with Red Rocks, too. And I think yep. anybody who's gone there regularly
you
can tell
stories.
You. Yeah, pummeled at Red Rocks. Pummeled. But isn't that part of the experience?
Yeah.
So you don't want to freeze. You've got, you know, you've got all the stuff you have in Colorado, dress in layers. But there is something that a beautiful night at Red Rocks is certainly something you embrace. But there's, you know, a war story or two is not a bad thing.
Yeah. There are some great artists playing this year up at Red Rocks. Ryan Adams, June 20th. Beck is coming back. Thievery Corporation, Fleet Foxes, Kings of Leon. That'd be a good show, too. And the XX. There's some great shows. Shows are selling out, though.
Yep. Get your tickets quick.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. I want to go to all those.
Yeah.
I'm staying by Nick Cave, though. I am going to stay
by that.
You got
to pick and choose.
That is going to be a baptism by fire,
yeah.
I think.
Good choices, you guys.
Yeah, this will be fun. We've got some shows to look forward to. From my kingdom, took a break from the wall. That's all for this edition of Air Check on 91.5 KRCC. Be sure to check out our website for more concert listings, videos of our favorite new music, and photos of the musical catacombs at the Will Rogers Shrine. You can also download the podcast of Air Check at krcc.org or in the iTunes store.
For 91.5 KRCC, I'm Jeff Beery.
I'm Jake Brownell.
And I'm Vicki Gregor.